Video: NBA coach Steve Kerr predicts Kamala Harris win a night-night to Donald Trump. By Warner Todd Houston on August 20, 2024. Radical, left-wing NBA coach Steve Kerr took the podium at the Democrat National Convention Monday to deliver a bold prediction that Kamala Harris would win the election for the White House and added that he could then say night-night to Donald Trump. Kerr, who just wrapped up his role as coach of the gold medal-winning USA men's Olympic basketball team, insisted that after the results are tallied that night, we can, in the words of the great Steph Curry, we can tell Donald Trump, night, night. Kerr invoked Curry's three-pointer in Team USA's game against France, which secured the victory in a gold medal. After making the shot, Curry turned toward the crowd and rested his head on his hands to say that he had just put the French team to sleep with his winning shot. Despite the polls continuing to show Harris and Trump locked in a tie, or even giving Trump a slight lead, Kerr also claimed that there is really no contest in the race between Harris and Trump, Fox News reported. The reason I said yes to speaking here tonight is that, as a coach and former player, as a husband, a son, a father, even a grandfather, and as an American, I believe in a certain kind of leadership, Kerr exclaimed. I believe that leaders must display dignity. I believe that leaders must tell the truth. I believe that leaders should be able to laugh at themselves. I believe that leaders should care for and love the people they are leading, the left-wing coach continued. I believe leaders must possess knowledge and expertise, but with the full awareness that none of us has all the answers. In fact, some of the best answers often come from members of the team. He went on to insist that he sees all those qualities in Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Walz, of course, has been embroiled in controversy over his decades of lies about his military service, where he various claimed to have attained a higher rank than he actually did and that he carried a weapon in war when he never served in a war zone. Naturally, Kerr also beat his favorite drum of gun control in his comments from the DNC stage. It's such a demoralizing day for our country. And it's yet another example of not only our political division but also gun culture, Kerr bloviated. A 20-year-old with an AR-15 trying to shoot the former president. It's hard to process everything, and it's scary to think about where this goes because of the issues that already exist in the country. So, this is a terrible day. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.